You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
She recently won Beauty Salon of the Year and Beauty Therapist of the Year at the British Hair and Beauty Awards. She loves chocolate and is totally obsessed with hot air balloons. Not only that, she is a Huffington Post author, beauty blogger, beautician, and industry educator, doing it all as a one-man band. Now, she speaks to us today about her recent accolades and her simple yet effective steps to running her successful business. Now, before we jump into her interview, do you remember a week or two back, I told you about something that I've been working on for, well over a year now. I'm excited to share that with you, that by the time this airs, this episode goes live, the Salon Owners Collective Hub will have launched. I'm so excited because I know that running your own salon was a dream, but it's a huge job. And I know that you wish that you had more time off, an appointment book full of clients who love your salon, a talented team that you can actually count on, more money coming in. And I know that you would like it all without pulling out your own hair in the process. I totally relate because I was there once too. Now, it is possible to go from being fully booked behind the chair, serving the most clients and being the one hitting all the sales targets, all the way to having the time to actually grow your team and expand the business and skyrocket your income as a result without working crazy hours to make it happen. So why does it feel more like a daydream than your actual reality right now? Well, lean in because I need you to hear this. You can have it all sooner than you think. I can't wait to tell you about it, and I'm going to tell you all about it after this interview with Nicola from First Sight Beauty and Academy. Nicola, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today.
No problem. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Now, let's start by tell us a little bit about where you are, how long you've been in business, and a little bit about your background and what's led you to become Beauty Salon and Beauty Therapist of the Year.
Hi. So basically, I've been in beauty for around about 10 years. I have owned my beauty salon for nearly 5 years, and I am based in the Scottish Borders, which is near Edinburgh in the UK. So I've had my salon for a wee while, and then just earlier this year I decided to branch off into teaching. So I've now launched a training academy as well, and it's going really, really well.
Well, well done, and congratulations on your awards. Tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you. So just earlier this year as well, I won Beauty Therapist of the Year and Beauty Salon of the Year, which was amazing. So yeah, there was three categories. It was bronze, silver or gold. Obviously, bronze being last place and gold being first place. And I managed to scoop gold place for both. So that was amazing. And it's been really, really great for my career. I've seen a massive, massive difference. So it's been really, really good.
Well, congratulations. Well done. That's, you know, it's no small achievement.
Thank you.
So you run the business on your own, and you're managing to do clients as well as a training academy. Tell us a little bit about what does a typical week look like for you? What is your week made up of?
So my academy is all sort of based on flexibility, which I think that's the reason why my academy has been such a success so quickly, because all the other training academies that there are in the cities, whereas I'm very much in like the countryside. So literally people can get in touch with me and just say, look, I'd really like to do this course. I'm free on these dates, and then I can have a look at what I've got available, and we sort of just work it like that. I think it's just a lot better because, I mean, as a business owner, and if you want to get into the beauty industry, if you're sort of in full-time employment and things, people just haven't got the time to look at courses and be like, right, okay, I'll book that in 4 months, etc. So I think people sort of just grab the bull by the horns if they know that they can do a course and be qualified within the next couple of weeks. So I think that it's managing really, really well just now. So I've got a great balance of working with my clients and having the flexibility of teaching as well. So it's been really good.
So really you've found a gap in the market in terms of providing a bespoke solution to training the industry and tailoring it to their needs.
Yeah, all my courses as well are just one-to-one. Like, I don't ever take more than just one person. And I think that that's been another really, really big reason why it's been a success as well, is because I tell people that I like to teach on a one-to-one basis. And also for them, like, I feel that, you know, if there's something that you don't understand in a course, if it's just you and your trainer, you're more likely to put your hands up and just say, look, I'm sorry, I really don't understand this. Can we go through it together? Whereas I think if there's a group of you of like 30 other therapists, it can be quite intimidating. And you don't want to put your hand up and say, look, I really don't understand that. So you go away and you're not actually 100% confident. So I've found that that's been another really, really big thing as well. And it was clearly, again, like you said, it was a huge gap in the market that needed to be filled. So it's been really, really good.
Yeah, I well done. I think that's so true because, you know, different strokes for different folks, right? Some people love to be in a group environment and learn from everybody else's questions and are happy to speak up, but actually some don't.
Yeah,
so that's great. So what gave you the courage to step out on your own and branch off into something new?
Like with the academy, you mean?
Yeah.
Just because I'm quite involved with the local college. One of my very good clients is a beauty lecturer at the local college, and she asked me to go down to the college a couple of years ago and do like a talk for the students. And it was really amazing and overwhelming for all the girls to come forward and ask me questions at the end of the day. And they were just really genuinely interested in what I had to say. And I could see that they respected me because I had a salon and things. And it was just very humbling and overwhelming. And I just thought then, it was just then that it just clicked. And I thought, I would love to do this. I would love to just see that light bulb going on in people's heads when they understand something. And so I think that that's sort of where it all sort of come from.
Well, good for you. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
And look, it's no small feat to enter, you know, something like the British Hair and Beauty Awards either. That undertaking in itself is an event in itself, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I always, well, often entered awards myself, and I think the process of going through a submission is a learning process just on its own, regardless of whether you win or not.
No, it was really good. It was really good to, because we got like a survey and things as well that it would ask us all about our customer service and why we thought we were different and things like that. So it was really good to sit and really think about why your business is different and what is it that you offer that's different. And even down to the smallest detail, I think even if you think that it's a small thing, it's really not. Like, it makes such a big difference to the people that are coming to your business. So you just document everything.
Agree. It should be compulsory for business owners to enter awards every year just for the purpose of business growth, if nothing else.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. I mean, I've entered awards before, and I think I'd only been open maybe just over a year the first time I entered, and I didn't win, and I was really, really down and upset about it just because I felt a bit of a failure. And I shouldn't, looking back now, I should never have felt like that, because it was such a huge achievement to even get there. But it is, like you say, it is a huge development. And obviously I've won the awards that I was entered for. But I think, like you say, it just lets you see how you're developing and how you're progressing as a business owner. And I think it is a real achievement. It really is. And it has definitely made me sort of feel like my hard work is definitely starting to pay off now. And I really do recommend it to other other business owners, if you think that what you offer is better than, not even better than everybody else, but just you're just really proud of your achievements, you know that you've worked hard, then definitely go for it. Definitely go for it.
I agree, because I think, you know, there have been times for myself even, I haven't necessarily thought that we were better, bigger, different. But the process of going and having to sort of structure your thoughts and then to get the feedback, especially if you win, you kind of go, oh, okay, maybe what we are doing is up there with, quote unquote, the rest of them.
Yeah,
it's a nice surprise.
Definitely.
So what would you say that have been your three biggest reasons or part of the journey to your success? Tell us a little bit about some of those steps towards success.
So my like sort of client side of the business, like with the beauty salon side of the business, is very much run on like a diary basis, which I'm sure a lot of businesses are, but my diary is on like an online sort of spreadsheet diary thing. And I'm able to go into my diary, and it's called Slot Block. It's called Setmore, the system that I use, and you can slot block time out of your day, and you can input a note to say what you're slot blocking, what it's for. Maybe an hour every day I'll slot block time to maybe do my accounts, or I'll sit and write a blog post, or I'll use the time to work on my social media and scheduling posts and things like that on Facebook. And I think that that's been a huge factor for success for me, just because it's making me organized. Getting my accounts and things done once a month really helps. It takes the pressure and the stress off doing things like that. I personally just feel, because it is me that's running the whole lot of the business, it's really important to make sure that your time management is crystal clear, and that you know what you're doing every day. And I strongly believe that even if you've taken half an hour out of your day to, you know, do something, even if it's just ticking one thing off the list, then you feel more, you feel like you've been more productive with your day. And I really do feel that makes a big difference in your business as well.
I'm really pleased that you've identified that as one of your factors of success, because I 100% agree, because unless we make time for the important things, they don't happen, or the time can get sucked away with, I don't know, busy work being busy, right? Or servicing clients. And, you know, what can happen is that we end up working at 10, 11 at night, trying to catch up on the things, and it sits on our shoulders stressing us out. We wonder why we're stressed out maniacs.
Well, like that's one thing that I'm quite strict with, is that when I'm out of my salon and I'm at home, that is very much like my at-home time. I generally, my partner actually works away offshore on the oil rig, so when he is away, I will generally maybe work sometimes on an evening, but I am quite strict in my time, that my time at work is time for work. So that's why I slot block things for my time when I'm meant to be at work, and then the time at home is time at home. I'm quite passionate about that. I don't really like working late into the night, because then I just feel that you get no sort of work-life balance.
Yeah, agree. Great. I love that word, slot block. It's not something that, a word that I've used. I call it batching of activity, whether, you know, like you said, a blog post or whatever that needs to happen, or batch it all together so you're not constantly switching hats. But the theory is the same, right? I like that word, slot block. So blocking out or tasking out the different activities and planning for it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Great advice. Okay, what is your second tip for success?
So my second tip is, you might have to help me with this one, because I've not got it written down. My iPad dies now, so I'm totally got blank trying to think of it. Because
I love it. All right, so we did talk about this before. Reading books and listening and staying at the top of your game.
Yeah, that was it, yeah. So sorry about that. So I'm really, really passionate about like reading different books. So whether it's like an ebook or a podcast or things like that, I really like to try and read like a different business book or something every sort of month if I can. Just because I just feel that like you absorb so much information and new tips and things like that, that it can really help with your business development.
Absolutely, I agree. Glad to hear that you popped podcasts in there too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. It does. It just keeps you at the forefront of your game, and you just I strongly believe that every day you should learn something new every day, and I think that reading books and listening to podcasts and you know, even watching, you know, business coaching, things like that, like live videos on Facebook, even if you can't watch them right now at that second, save it and watch it later when you can. And I think that all those things, even if you take just one little thing from each of these things, it'll make a huge difference.
Agree. Wise words. Okay. And what is your third tip, do you think, towards what has made you successful thus far?
So I like to network with like other business owners. So I've got a few friends that have got salons and things, but I've got one friend in particular who has a salon in England, and she's been very, very, very successful. And we're more friends. It's not just businessy, but we speak every single day, and we'll talk about new products, new services, staffing issues. Obviously I've not got that because I'm on my own, but it's just really good just to have that support from somebody that's on the exact same wavelength and the exact same page as you, because as much as I love my partner, because he's not got a business, sometimes things can just seem quite insignificant to him. If I've gone to him and says, oh, I'm really struggling with this, I don't know what to do about that, sometimes I feel that the support from your partner is quite non-existent sometimes, just because they literally don't know what it's like to be an entrepreneur. They don't know what it's like to run a business. So I think if you can surround yourself with the right kind of people, the positive people and people that aren't negative and, you know, quite, you know, bitchy, to be honest. And, you know, yeah. I think it really does help your development. And I've seen a huge increase in my development in my business and confidence as well since I've been really getting to know my friend Kaylee. Just like I say, just chatting about business things and stuff, it has been a huge impact. So I would really recommend that if you can just try and find yourself a wee business friend that you can chat to and things like that, like it's really, really good.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. Your network is always going to equal your net worth. Because you're likely to, you know, your growth is only going to be as much as the people around you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's why I do think it's important to surround yourself with the right kinds of people.
And it doesn't mean that you have to leave all the people completely that aren't the right.
No, absolutely not.
You do need a good handful of people who are on the same page as you. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fully agree. Okay, so Nicola, tell me, what is a quote or a mantra that has kept you going over the years as a business owner?
So I personally live by this quote, and everybody that I say it to, I can't even remember where I found it, but everybody that I say it to, they're all like, oh my God, that's so true. But if it's not going to matter in 5 years, don't spend more than 5 minutes worrying about it. That's the quote.
Look, my reaction when you told me that was exactly just as you said. It's like, oh my gosh, that is so true, and that is so right.
It is.
Yep, I'm going to write it down and pin it to my computer, I think.
I really do find that it's really fitting in personal life and in business life as well, because I mean, I'm gonna, you know, be completely honest here and say there has been times where I've, you know, my business hasn't all been you know, smooth sailing. And even since winning my awards, there's still been times where I've been like, oh my God, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Why don't I just go and get a 9-to-5 job? And but I really do think that it is easy sometimes to let business life engulf you and make you think, oh my God, how am I ever going to get over this? I've had a really bad complaint, or I've done something wrong, or I've spent too much money on something and I shouldn't have done. It was an impulse buy, etc. But I really do think if you come back to that quote and think, look, is it really going to bother me in 5 years? If the answer is no, then literally don't spend more than 5 minutes worrying about it, because I really have found that at times where you think that things aren't going to improve, every cloud really does have a silver lining, and things always do work out. It really does.
Very wise words. Very wise words. Yeah, I agree. It's the biggest takeaway of the day, I think, that quote. It's fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. It is. It's a really, really good quote. It's really good.
All right. So what can you suggest to us, a book, a podcast or a webinar that you have listened to? I know that you listen to them often. Give us your best recommendation.
So there's been quite a few that I've sort of read, but there's been a book that I've read that it got released just last year, I think, and it's called She Means Business.
Mm-hmm.
It's by an English lady called Carrie Green, and she's got quite a big following on Facebook as well. She's got a huge group. It's not running in my head just now, but she's...
The Female Entrepreneurs Association.
Yes, that's her. Yes, yes, yes. So I bought her book. I've been following her for a long time, and then I've bought her book, and it was really, really good. I think it was literally pennies as well. I think it was like £8 or something, but it sort of teaches you how to get your Facebook right, your marketing right, how to, again, like, plan your days and things like that, and how to just never sort of waste any time. It was a really, really good read. I really enjoyed reading it.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I have her book next to my bed, unfinished.
Oh, do you? Yes.
Not because it's not good quality, it's just that I can't stay awake at night. I agree with your recommendation. I think she runs a fantastic business, and great recommendation. So that's...
Well, the great thing with the book as well that I didn't realise at the time was that you got access to a whole free sort of website that had all training and things on that as well. And there was like interviews and like podcasts and things as well, which I thought was absolutely priceless. There was a lot of things that I sort of took away and learnt from that as well. So it's something that's very different, that you're buying a book, but you're getting a whole lot of access to other things as well. I was really impressed with that.
Yep, absolutely. Great, good recommendation. Thank you so much, Nicola.
You're welcome.
Well, look, as we wrap up, why don't you tell us where can people find you? I know people are going to want to stalk you and reach out. Where can we find you online?
So my website is called, it's quite a long one, it's at firstsightbeautyandacademy.com. So that's my website for both salon and courses and things, and I've got all my blogs and things like that on there as well that I try and update at least once a month if I can. I'm also on Facebook as well. I have two separate pages as well, obviously, for my salon business and my training academy business, as just another wee tip there just to get in. I found that it was really important to separate the two, even though I'm running like sort of under the same business. I think it's really important to separate the two, because it's, you are sort of wanting to attract different types of clientele. So if anybody ever wanted to, you know, do a separate business or something like what I've done, I think it's a great tip to have two separate business pages.
It's great that you bring that up, actually, because it's a topic that I get asked a lot, actually.
So yeah.
I suppose the answer really comes down to, are you targeting the same people or different people? And in your case,
yeah,
it's one is B2B, business to business, and the other is B2C, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Different messages. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did sort of ponder over the idea for a long time before I actually physically set it up, and I was just going to change the name on my salon business page, but like I say, I'm really glad that I didn't and that I did it separately, just because I feel like I can be not necessarily two different kinds of people, but I can talk more businessy on my my training academy page, because I'm obviously attracting business owners and people that want to be in business, and then my salon clients, I can be a little bit more, you know, funny quotes and things like that. So I think it is really good to just make sure that you know who your target audience is and then take it from there. It's really, really important. My beauty salon is called At First Sight Beauty Salon. And I think there's really no other business in the world, I don't think, that's called that. So I think it should be easily found. And then my training academy is At First Sight Training Academy.
I shall put the links to those on this episode page on my website anyway, so that makes it easy to find.
Perfect.
Well, look, thank you so much for sharing your pearls of wisdom and
you're welcome.
Your story with us. I really appreciate your time. And as we wrap up at the end of the day here, you're on the complete opposite side of the world to me.
Yes.
Our day is coming to an end.
Yeah, mine's just starting.
Yeah, I love that we can sort of be connected across the world. So
it is. It's amazing. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Talk soon, Nicola.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. A great interview with Nicola. And as promised, I wanted to share with you the Salon Owners Collective Hub, the most powerful and supportive membership for salon owners who want to build a thriving, successful salon business with more freedom and bigger profits. The Salon Owners Collective Hub is a resource and learning hub that has everything that you need as a salon owner and nothing that you don't to leverage your time and grow your salon business at your own pace. You'll discover all the ways that you can grow your team, attract new clients, and make space for you and get paid what you deserve, all for less than $3.50 a day. Now, that's less than the cost of your daily latte, right? So in the hub, you will have full access to the Freedom and Profit Program. Also, there are regular trainings added, templates, tools, checklists to use in your salon straight away, tried and true items from my business and things that I've learned subsequently. There are monthly live masterclasses with Q&A and some awesome guest trainings. You'll have access to Ask Me Anything, support and community that gives you the help that you need with great salon owners just like you. No contracts. I don't believe in contracts, so you can cancel your membership at any time. I would really love you to come and join me, and I can't wait to see you on the inside. Go and check out www.salonownerscollective.com and look for the Collective Hub.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective Podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.